Jesus wants us to live more confidently. No less than three times in today's short gospel reading, we hear Jesus tell us the same thing. Do not be afraid. While Christian faith may involve physical risk and even death, more often in our culture, persecution takes the form of marginalization, ridiculing, and scorning. For most of us, Christian courage takes the form of doing little things with great love in daily living. When we politely and firmly turn down an invitation to a place where good Christians would feel uneasy. When we defend the honor of others who are being treated unfairly and spoken about unjustly. When we speak truthfully, especially when it's unpopular to do so. When we end a conversation that takes a dark turn. When we invite a friend who's been away from us on Sunday to join us at Mass. When we encourage a family member to go to confession. When we do what's right because it's the right thing to do, especially when others around us don't care. The only thing to fear, Jesus says, is the loss of friendship with God. All other matters, do not be afraid. God be with you.